February the 10th. It's about 8:31. In attendance, we have Representative Herman, Representative Cato, Representative Jenkins, Representative Pierce, Representative Thompson, Representative Miller, myself, Representative Schultz. The bill that we got before us is the committee substitute for House Bill number 527. For discussion purposes, that's what I would like to have a motion to put the committee substitute before us rather than the original bill.
So moved.
Okay, there is a motion to adopt the committee substitute for discussion. Are there objections to that? Hearing none, the committee substitute for House Bill number 527 is before us. At this time, I guess I'd like to...
They're here for questions, Dan Beck.
Okay, I'll call on Dan Beck. Give your name and identify yourself for the record, please.
My name is Dan Beck, and I work during the interim Board Resource Committee. I am presently working for Senator Coghill. The Delta Fishing Game Advisory Committee contacted me in November of this year asking that a bill be introduced to clean up the language in the regulations covering fishing and hunting licenses, specifically the definition of resident. And there was two points that they wanted to be considered. One was the inclusion of the word preceding in 12 consecutive months, and the second was the deletion of definition of partnership or association. The original intent was to help the enforcement people in enforcing fishing game violations. And the group up there is pretty involved in all aspects of hunting and fishing and pretty knowledgeable. So that's the main reason for coming out with this legislation.
Under the present system, a person could, let's just say a military person, could live in the state for 12 months, leave the state, be gone for 5 years, come back to the state and be eligible for, since he had resided in the state for 12 consecutive months.
If they had kept
their residency within the state.
Their voting residency and maintained a place of abode. If they had a cabin somewhere and maintained that, it's kind of a cloudy area in the enforcement part. It takes a lot more proof to prove that it was back a ways and that there wasn't a connection rather than the preceding 12 months.
Are there any questions from Mr. Beck, Mr. Thompson, Representative Thompson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I wondered what, if any, problems this causes relative to other definitions of resident and other types of statutes. Do we have such a stringent definition?
I can't answer that question. I don't know.
If I could defer that to maybe one of the people from Fishing Game or Fish and Wildlife Protection. I'm not familiar with the other definitions. I've seen...
Representative Thompson, you're referring to the fact that when you move to Alaska, you can vote within 30 days and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. However, the resident hunting and fishing license has always been a year. So residency means different things in different areas.
Right. Well, that's what I was wondering. I don't believe I've ever seen a definition of residence which included the requirement that you have maintained a permanent place of abode.
That's already in. That has been in regulation. Yes, I mean, all this bill is doing is actually clarifying the original intent of legislation for residency. In attendance, we also have Representative Sun.
Secondly, Mr. Chairman, if I might. Dan, you said you found no one who had any idea what purpose the deleted section provided.
Right,
you talked with people with Fish and Game and they had no idea.
Of a use for it, no. Because In the case of fishing or hunting license, everything refers to the individual. The contention on the part of the advisory committee was that someone might misconstrue that to think that if they worked for a company or had a partnership with someone who was in the state, that then they too were eligible to come up and hunt with a resident status.
Well, I certainly won't argue with the thought that the legislature has in the past worked in strange and mysterious ways. However, and I appreciate your candor, but my instinct tells me that there was a reason for that being in there in the first place, and before we dismiss it out of hand, I would kind of like to hear somebody tell me what it was, what that purpose was.
Okay, I don't have a idea of what the original intent was on that section.
Roland, you?
Roland Shanks from Department of Fish and Game. I did ask our people in sport fisheries and commercial fisheries to take a look at this, people who do the regulatory work, and they couldn't exactly understand what that provision dealt with either. I'm not sure what the original intent of that legislation was.
Representative Cato?
I'm not sure what the original intent of it was at all, but it would appear to me that it's a good thing to get rid of, in as much as say that I belonged to a company that had their main offices in Alaska, and I came up just to work for a little while with them, and then felt I was entitled to a resident fishing license or hunting license, and I don't think that qualifies an individual for our hunting and fishing license requirements. So I'd like to see it gone. It doesn't really make any sense to be there at all.
Representative Thompson? Additional question. Any additional questions from Mr. Beck? Okay, thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
The other members of Public Safety and Fish and Game are here. They're just here to answer questions if the committee might have some.
Okay.
Representative Herman.
I'd like to just pass up some information I'd like to offer you.
Sure.
Oh, where do you have a
just take one.
Oh, take one. I thought it was all one of the G you're writing long letters. Love the terminology.
Okay, this doesn't really have anything to do with it. Yeah. Yeah.
The response is
clever. Yeah.
Do we have anybody else on?
We have no one else to testify on the bill, Representative Simon. We have people here that would answer questions. I see you have your statute book out.
We have an at ease, Mr. Chairman, and allow our committee lawyer enough time to research this.
Representative Wallace is also. Is there discussion on the legislation?
Mr. Chairman, I move we pass committee substitute for House Bill number 527, Resources, out of committee with individual recommendations.
Second.
Are there objections to that?
I'll object for a half a second here. The testimony we had was that all references to resident in Chapter 16 or Title 16 are to individuals. Is that the testimony of the department?
No, the department.
The department believes that's true. Can you make sure that's true?
I can. In this case, this provision deals with individual hunting and fishing licenses. I'm not sure the commercial fishing code is
Mr. Chairman, could we ask the department to go through their attorneys and find out that where resident is defined in 1605-940 as we're amending it here, and all references in the code only refers to individuals, whether or not, because what we're doing is deleting everything else except individuals, and I assume that. But they've got a whole floor of people up here on the fourth floor that can answer that question.
Right, we only have one small corner.
Hey, could we ask?
There's somebody besides individuals on their fish.
I don't think so.
Well, I understand individuals hunt fish. I just want to know whether this definition may apply to something else in this title besides, yeah, if somebody else is referring to this definition.
Yeah.
For purposes of some use here.
This does have a judiciary referral.
Oh, Jesus.
So
I remove my objection on passing.
So it will be going to judiciary, and that question.
Maybe the department could have an answer for it when it gets.
But I would appreciate it if you would find an answer to that and share it with the Resource Committee also. Are there additional objections to passing this bill out of committee?
Yeah.
Hearing none, Committee 72 for House Bill Number 527, Resources, has passed the Resource Committee with individual recommendations. Please sign the thing before you leave.
Why did that one?
Notwithstanding.
Okay, Wednesday herding of herring. Is that right?
Fish.
Any fish. The herding bill is up. Which, you know, in the Resource Committee might think about this. It's illegal to go out and spot caribou and bring hunters in on them. Might think about seriously banning aircraft from use with any kind of commercial fishing operation.
God, I'm glad you're with my district.
Just in light of the fact of what happens to
Mr. Chairman,
in the interior.
Mr. Chairman.
Chairman, I would like to invite you to tour my district.
Me too.
Somewhere in the next couple of months.
I think the point that I'm trying to make, Representative Sun, is that in many times we have tried to show the need for using of aircraft for the purposes of managing our wildlife resources and resources that people are dependent upon. And we continually get shot down. And I'm thinking that if it's you know, what is good for the goose is good for the gander.
Mr. Chairman, having been on fisheries and listened to the discussion, that wasn't really the question, but there were some other questions. Turns out there was a helicopter that heard it evidently made some herring decide to go toward a net rather than spawn on the beach. But the indication were that there might be other methods, that it was a rather ingenious method of actually capturing herring, and it was a new and innovative method. The committee was not about to restrict other new and innovative methods, and I think there were going to be other methods used. Other types of aircraft, it's going to be difficult to herd those.
This incident came up because of a helicopter, did it not?
Yeah.
Isn't mm-hmm. that what it was? Yeah.
I think we'll hear about it Wednesday.
I'm not going to be here, so I will. Okay, resources.
I hope.